Hi everyone, this is Navya doing Raghu doing 2x4 B Pharmacy in Raghu College of Pharmacy. Now I want to explain you about the topic leukemia. Leukemia is a type of cancer that starts from a tissue which forms blood cells. Before moving on to the topic leukemia, now let me tell you about the topic cancer. As you all know that cancer is one of the major diseases which has no proper treatment and cure. It is a condition in which the body cells grow and multiply abnormally in increased numbers. Now let us know how blood cells are formed from a tissue. Blood cells develop from a cell called pluripotent stem cell in bone marrow. Stem cells produce different kinds of blood cells. First of all, stem cell is converted into the myeloid stem cell and lymphoid stem cell. Myeloid stem cell is converted into the myeloblast and then into the red blood cells, platelets and white blood cells, coming to the lymphoid stem cell. Lymphoid stem cell is converted into the lymphoblast, which is then converted into the white blood cells. Normally, the white blood cells developed from the lymphoblast and the myeloblast are different from each other. Our body has a mechanism that blood cells can die when they get old and damaged. But in leukemia condition, blood cells do not die when they should die. The abnormal cells increase in number and obstruct the normal functioning of the normal blood cells. Now coming to the types of leukemia. Based on the type of cells affected, leukemia can be classified into lymphocytic leukemia and myeloid leukemia. Based on the severity and how quickly the disease develops, there is another classification called chronic leukemia and acute leukemia. Chronic leukemia. In this, the leukemia cells can do work of normal blood cells and the person do not show any signs of symptoms. Acute leukemia. In this, leukemia cells cannot do the work of normal blood cells. The cells increase in number quickly. Combining both the classifications, we have four more classifications. That is, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, chronic myeloid leukemia, acute lymphocytic leukemia, and acute myeloid leukemia. Along with these classifications, there are four more classifications, namely hairy cell leukemia, T cell prolymphocytic leukemia, large granular lymphocytic leukemia, and adult T cell leukemia. Mainly hairy cell leukemia. In this, B lymphocytes are mainly affected. It is incurable, but it can be easily treated. Coming to T cell prolymphocytic leukemia. In this case, mainly T lymphocytes are affected. It is very rare and very aggressive disease. It mainly affects adults. Coming to large granular lymphocytic leukemia. It is mainly involved with the T cells or neck cells. That is, in this, the mainly T cells are affected. Adult T cell leukemia. It is mainly caused by human T lymphotropic virus. That is, the HTLV virus infects the CD4 cells and T cells. Now coming to the causes of leukemia. Research has proved that there is no exact cause for leukemia, but there are certain risk factors which can increase the chance of acquiring the disease. The risk factors include radiation, smoking, chemotherapy, Down syndrome and the HTLV virus. These are the main risk factors. Coming to the radiation, people exposed to high levels of radiation can be prone to leukemia. Exposure to radiation occurs mainly by atomic bomb explosions, radiation therapy and diagnostic x-rays. Coming to the smoking. Smoking is also one of the risk factors of myeloid leukemia. Benzene. Exposure to high levels of benzene in industry can also cause acute myeloid leukemia. Coming to the chemotherapy. People treated with many drugs can cure cancer, but the side effects can cause the acute myeloid leukemia. Down syndrome. It is also the other risk factor of leukemia. Coming to the last risk factor, that is HTLV virus. It can cause the adult T-cell leukemia. These are the risk factors of leukemia. Now coming to the symptoms. We can see several symptoms in leukemia. They are lymph nodes get swollen, night sweats and fevers occur frequently, the patient gets tired and weak, and the patient may be prone to several infections because of the decrease in potency of the immune system. He may also have joint pains and bones pains. Person may have sudden weight loss. These are the symptoms of the leukemia. Now let us see what is the treatment of the leukemia. Several options are available in treatment. Choice of treatment depends on types of leukemia, age, and whether the leukemia cells are found in CSF or not. Several treatment options include watchful waiting, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, biological therapy, radiation therapy, and stem cell transplant. Now let us know about watchful waiting. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia do not show any symptoms. So the person who is treated with this disease is waited till the symptoms occur. After the symptoms occur, the patient is treated. This watchful waiting can avoid the side effects of the treatment. Coming to the chemotherapy. In this, the various drugs are given. The drugs are given in combination or alone drug is given. Chemotherapy can be given through many routes. They can be given by mouth, through vein, through a catheter, and drugs are introduced into CSF, that is cerebrospinal fluid, and maybe into spinal fluid and under scalp. The side effects of this chemotherapy includes hair loss, vomiting, diarrhea, and infertility. Coming to targeted therapy. Targeted drugs block the action of the abnormal protein that stimulate the growth of leukemia cells. Thereby, it can kill the abnormal cells and cure leukemia. The first targeted therapy tablets used were imatinib. The side effects of the targeted therapy includes swelling, bloating, sudden weight gain, anemia, and muscle cramps. Coming to the biological therapy, this improves the body's normal defense mechanism. The first biological therapy is monoclonal antibody. The other drug that is given under biological therapy is interferon. It is injected under the skin or into a muscle. Coming to the side effects, headache, fever, and weakness. Now coming to the radiation therapy. In radiation therapy, we use high energy rays to kill the leukemia cells. The last treatment is the stem cell transplant. This treatment is given after all the before mentioned treatments are applied. That is, the above treatments kill all the cancer cells along with the normal cells. To regain the normal cells, the patient stem cell is transplanted with the stem cell of other normal healthy person. This stem cell can replace all the normal cells and the person can be cured from the disease. This is the information about the leukemia. Thank you.